Bitcoin prices are steadying after a volatile start to 2022. Prices are currently trading just below $43,000 after briefly falling below $40,000 for the first time since September earlier this week. Let's bring in Decrypt writer Scott Cipollina for more. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. I want to talk a little bit first about the congressional testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, because in that he said that the central bank will release a report on digital currencies in the coming weeks. And as we look ahead to the potential for the Fed to implement its own digital currency, what do you think this would mean for existing digital currencies and their adoption going forward?
Thanks, Emily, and Happy New Year. Well, I think that first and foremost, we should take this with a pinch of salt and just remember that this report has been pushed back a few times before, but as Jerome Powell said, we should be expecting this now in just a few weeks. I think the biggest takeaway here is that we are going to get some much needed clarity from the government when it comes to regulating crypto and the Fed's stance on not only CBDCs, but also stable coins. And I think that in particular with CBDCs, Powell has been fairly tight-lipped throughout the last year and a little bit into this year when he's said that his line has really been, it's better to be right with CBDCs than fast or than first. And obviously, he's sort of lent on that position as China has sort of sped ahead with the digital one. But at the same time, the stablecoin industry and crypto, I think, is going to be particularly excited to read this report. Last year, Powell testified in front of the House of Representatives and said that he believed the stablecoin industry should be regulated to some degree similar to that of bank deposits. And I think that if that is to be the case, that at least will provide some, as I said, some much needed clarity, because the stablecoin industry, in particular in crypto, I think it would be the biggest benefactor when it comes to some regulatory and political clarity coming from the Fed.
I want to shift to a different kind of report, because at the end of the day, we all want to make money if we're investing in crypto. And it's Decrypt's article on the 15 most influential cities on crypto worldwide. I picked out a few favorites. Miami was number 4. New York was number 6. Can you help us understand, because impact could be bad impact, why New York is number 6, why Miami is number 4, and some of the criterion used to make that determination?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a really interesting discussion that we had in Crypt, and a really fun piece to write, really, and take stock of where crypto was sort of expanded globally. In terms of the criteria, I think that we've just lent on, you know, the year long of reporting that we've done in some of these places that really stood out to us. Miami being, you know, a big portion of our reporting, or a lot of the stories have been coming out of Miami, I think, for the last year, not only with Mayor Francis Suarez being, you know, extremely bullish on the crypto industry, but a lot of devs and a lot of companies going to Miami in order to expand their business. We've seen, for example, I mean, the biggest story there would likely be FTX and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried pivoting really heavily to Miami and establishing a deal that renamed the Miami Heat home stadium to the FTX Arena. So that was a huge story. And we all thought really unanimously that Miami was deserving of a top 5 spot. New York just slightly missed out. But again, that's a really, really interesting space to watch, especially now with the recent election of Eric Adams to the mayor office in New York. And I think that one of the biggest stories coming out of there is that he vowed to have his first 3 paychecks in Bitcoin. So that's, again, a really, really good, interesting collision point between politics and crypto. But one of the places that I think is particularly interesting is Washington, D.C. It came second on our list, and there was a lot of conversation amongst us at Decrypt about whether or not it should be first and overtake San Francisco. The reason for that is because, you know, as we've already just mentioned, the impact of the Fed and the impact of regulation and politics is now becoming more and more apparent in the crypto industry. And I think that one point of particular reference with Washington, D.C. is that it's not only political anymore, and it's also not only regulatory. If you look again at Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX, who have put a lot of resources, let's say, in sports marketing, one of the deals that they've established is with the Washington Wizards. And I've got a quote here that I'll just read, which I think is quite telling, which says, to be able to have a presence in D.C. in this manner goes hand in hand with our desire to work with everyone involved to make sure that crypto is done properly. And that was Avinash Dabir, who is the Vice President of Business Development at FTX US. And I think that sort of underlines what we've already seen with DC and what we can see coming up in the district in terms of a lot of serious attention being paid to the crypto industry, and the crypto industry in turn reciprocating and wanting to have a footprint in the district as well.
Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, but as we look ahead to 2022, sure. Who do you think are some of the biggest players, you know, individual players in the crypto space or on the regulatory front that you think investors should really be listening to for clues about where the space is actually going to be heading?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I'm particularly interested in at the Crypt is the ongoing public discussion that we're having about the environmental impact of the crypto industry. And within that narrative and within that wider public conversation, I think that there's been a bit of a political divide between the right and left in the United States, where guys like Ted Cruz on the right have been saying that the blockchain industry is a really powerful industry that we can, it's just waiting to be tapped into. But then we've got folks on the left like Elizabeth Warren saying that the climate impact of the crypto industry is something that we really need to clamp down on. And she actually went on record last year and said that one of the easiest things that we can do to help with, you know, climate issues or climate related issues is to clamp down on the crypto industry. So I think that that would be, if I was to give any sort of suggestions to people of who they want to be listening to, I think, you know, in the same sort of realm of political influences of a crypto and Washington, D.C., those are two very big political names in the United States that I think have generated a lot of headlines over the year for crypto. And I don't think that that will stop anytime soon.
All right, Scott Cipollina, Decrypt writer, thank you so much for your time.